Mr. Houts.
Welcome to...
What's our name
Peas
again?
In a Podcast.
Peas
Reunited.
In a Podcast. Welcome to Peas in a Podcast.
Thank you.
Any questions?
I bet people had a question about our intro music because it rocks.
It rocks. Totally rocks.
It does. I'm going to learn to play guitar just so I can play that intro of it. I'm going to move to Nashville.
That's totally free music by Marcel Seattle.
That is right. We've been listening to it quite frequently as I will be making a Christmas CD for people.
Aye. So we're going to talk about RSS feeds. So just as a segue into that, why don't you talk about how you found this music?
Well, I was delighted to find out that Mars Hill Church in Seattle, pastored by Mark Driscoll, not only gives away their free sermon and video, like some churches don't, not to belittle them or say bad things against them, Tim Keller, but anyway,
He gives away some stuff. I listen to like 14 of his sermons. They're really good ones, too.
They also give away free through their RSS podcast, whatever, videocast feed.
Vodcast
feed. Great music.
Like
I would
what
say
you heard today.
The best Christian music being produced today. And I will make that claim, and anyone who wants to challenge me on it can bring it. Because I believe it's the best Christian music that's being produced in the USA.
I'm totally afraid of you.
I'm not
right
sure
now
about the world because.
Especially with those hand gestures you just made.
Exactly.
And I won't even say what's on.
I don't have my cavewoman style today.
You don't have the cavewoman hairstyle that you usually wear with the bun on the top of your head. But you do have a butterfly clip directly on top of your head.
Yeah.
You look like a pirate hat or something, like a colonel.
Mohawk, faux hawk?
Yeah, it's kind of like it's definitely a faux hawk. It's not a real mohawk.
Well, I'm in my creative mode, so I'm
So, you listen to this, but you normally download this through the
iTunes. Yeah, I get it through iTunes, or you could also get it through the website, or subscribe by RSS feed.
Hi.
Well, I don't know about RSS feed.
Yeah.
You get podcasts through RSS?
You can. It's the same thing.
It just tells you a link.
Yeah, I just have some little bit extra stuff for iTunes, because they try to make it proprietary.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. But anyways, so, Justin Taylor. Who's Justin Taylor?
Justin Taylor is an editor for, I think, Crossway Books, but he's a big guru amongst the Christian community, especially the Reform community, mm-hmm. who has a blog, who basically has his own RSS feeder there that you can go to.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, basically pulls and stuff from all the different sources that are worthwhile to read, and then you go there and read them all.
I don't know how he has time to.
So I RSS him. He RSSs. That's how he does it.
Yeah, but still just to update as
he
often
still has
as he
to
does.
Update as often as he does. You're
I
right.
guess he doesn't post any commentary.
No, he just completely syndicates it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Justin Taylor used to work for Desiring God.
Yep.
He doesn't anymore, but like he has this. What's the name of his blog?
Ooh, I don't want to say theological. Theologica.blogspot.
Yeah, well, you can probably find it. But anyways, he has links to all of the other bloggers out there, from Mark Driscoll to John Piper to whoever.
He does tallies a lot, which I'm not a big fan of anymore,
Joshua Harris.
Joshua
and stuff
Harris,
like that.
Mahaney, Driscoll. He's got the big hitters.
Al Mohler.
Yeah.
So, we really, he had this article, I don't know if Desiring God had it and he syndicated it or got confused about RSS feeds. It was Desiring God. And they were saying, how do you be responsible about internet time? And not only responsible, but wise.
Efficient.
Because, yeah, because
it sucks your life away
from you.
It takes
so much time to go to all these sites, especially when you get up to like 30 people. So, RSS has actually been valuable.
I just got it set up yesterday by you.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah, well, Safari had it, so I first learned about it on the Mac. It's basically an XML file that allows you to download the content of different websites and then integrate them into one place. What do you think of Google Reader?
I think it's pretty darn sweet.
Tell them what it is and tell them how it's sweet.
Well, it's linked to your Gmail account, or you can create a Gmail account. And basically, it pulls in all of the blogs that you probably would check normally into a Gmail email-like format, so, and let you know when new stuff updates on those sites. So that way you don't have to keep checking them. You can just have your reader open and it'll pop up new stuff when it gets populated on their site. Like ilovepodcast.com, whenever I post a new thing there, it'll pop up in your reader.
I love podcast.blogspot.com.
Oh yeah, sorry. Well, I think .com works too, but I think that blogspot.com.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it sounds trendy and complicated, but Google Reader is nice because when you add a subscription, you can just put the URL in, like havenofbliss.com, where our podcast is hosted, and it'll bring up my blog, and it'll throw my blog right in there. Not Tracy's. Tracy's ilovepodcast.blogspot.com.
Yeah, and
so you throw those in, it'll figure out where the RSS feed is, and you don't even have to think about it. You just put it in, and unless it doesn't work, and then you can always put it in manually. But it does MySpace and Facebook and Twitter and all those things that will bring it in. So anyways, like, I pretty much don't go to any of the websites anymore. I just go right to the blog.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's nice because it tells you...
Because I often find myself checking websites and they won't have updated for like a week or something. And I'll go and waste that time to even check.
That's true. I never go check a website.
But you don't have to check because you know they didn't update if it didn't go through the RSS.
You just check one website. And you don't even have to check because it has AJAX. So like you just... You can click on it and see it'll update the number of like unread blogs, and then as you read them it'll hide them, but they're still there. You can show all.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so I highly recommend it.
Yep.
So we
save
have
yourself
RSS feeds.
Some time.
Yeah,
be efficient for your own blog.
Yeah.
For
so
me,
you can get these music
feeds stuff
and
blogs.
All those kinds of stuff. So that's been our RSS plug.
That's a big plug.
It's helpful.
It is helpful. You need to become up to speed in the technological world that we live in.
That's true. So what do you want to talk about now, Tracy Kins? Should we talk about Hondas?
We can talk about Hondas since we went
else?
To check out cars. I was going to talk about Check Please, too. But
why don't we plug that right now? I wonder if they have an RSS feed for Check Please.
No, I need to check out if Check Please has an RSS feed. But anyway, last week I found out Check Please has... the online reviews on TV, and since I stopped watching TV, this is perfect because it was my formerly favorite TV show, which I can no longer watch. Which is
I know
what
Check
completely
Please
confusing.
Is, but maybe you should explain
Check Please
to me like
goes,
I'm stupid.
You have three people come and they go to their favorite restaurants. All three of them go to each other's favorite restaurants. Then they come back together and they review them. So, say one person recommended Sushi Samba Rio, a hip sushi
hold on
joint.
For a second. I live in Chicago. You live in Chicago.
Exactly.
How am I going to get to these restaurants?
What do you mean, by car?
Because they're in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, you better be in Chicago. Although they have a new...
They're all restaurants in Chicago.
Exactly. Except they do have a whole new spinoff into San Francisco. I believe Boston now is starting up, and they said Seattle will probably start up.
Yeah.
So it's becoming a big reality TV hit, although it's mainly in public. It's all usually on public television.
Yeah.
So, it just gives you a great insight into restaurants. It, like, goes inside the restaurant. You see in the kitchen. You see the food they prepare.
I like it when the people fight each other when they disagree.
I do like it when the people fight and disagree,
like
too.
Like, you mentioned Sushi Samba Rio.
That's why I brought that one up.
And one guy was like, it's beautiful people with elegant food. And he was this kind of like a sleazeball-looking kind of guy. In case you see it, like, he's... I meant nothing like that. Whatever.
You
I
just have
back.
Interesting characters.
So anyways, the next person after him was like, well, I hated it because it was like a rainforest for adults, which is, you know, rainforest means rainforest cafe.
Yeah.
Which is like a kind of
derogatory
cheesy,
term for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's definitely pejorative.
So it gives you a much better review than your standard Metro Mix or City Search for those
that live in
the city.
You actually get three people.
Yeah, and you get a seat in the restaurant, and I feel like from the restaurants that I really like, I feel like it gives a really good perspective on them.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, I've already watched
every single
video.
Every single episode as possible.
So I'm just waiting
can
patiently
you,
each
can
week.
You sing the theme song?
For... No, that's not it.
I don't...
It's different online than it is actually on the TV show.
Oh, it is. Oh.
I can't think of it now. I don't have the song
Check
in my head.
Check Please.
Highly recommend it. Alpana Singh, sommelier, runs it. She's a little bit pretentious, but
her
yeah.
eyes are crossed.
True. But she knows her food,
I mean,
so
John
I'm not going to
Whitfield, his eyes are crossed, too, and he was great, but, like, I'm like, are you looking at me? You're looking at the person next to me? Or are you looking at both of us? Okay, I guess that was really mean, but like...
She's fine.
She's really nice.
Yeah, she does a great job hosting.
Yeah,
the show.
She's unbiased.
So highly recommend it. Check it out, cpbeta.tv. Check out ilovepodcast.com if you want to get the direct feed on it.
Yeah.
And I will get back on the RSS feed on that.
Yeah, RSS. Check it out. Google Reader is not the only one. There's a lot of other ones like blog lines, and there's probably some ones you can download. And there's some good ones for the Mac, too. DesiringGod.org had a feature on it, so you can go there and search for RSS, and they'll explain it to you more.
True.
True dat. Homegirl, you're the P and I'm the pod.
You're the Word H up. And I'm the O.
And the E.
The A. Honda.
Honda Accord. We're in Accord. Are we Civic?
I don't know. Maybe
we're just fit for each other.
Look at that.
Ha ha ha.
I know nothing about cars, and I won't pretend that. I had no idea Civic was a Honda. And I don't even know. I didn't know what a horsepower really means or gas mileage or stuff.
You were so quiet.
Until I realized how much it costs to rent a car and drive it. But
yeah, so Tracy and I don't have a car. But we're looking to buy a car.
Possibly. We just like to keep our options open.
Well, we were going to have to buy a car. Eventually. One day.
Yeah. True. So we're doing some investigative research.
Yeah, well, we had a Bible study on money. And we're trying to figure out what's a way to be responsible. So I was thinking Honda, because Hondas tend to last the longest. Everyone I've known who's ever had a quarter Civic lasted forever. 200,000 miles. But when I did some research, they're like, the resale value is so high on Hondas that it's the same price as a new one. So I went just to get an idea of what these cars are like in case we ever decide to buy one just for something to do today. You know, it's different because there's a Honda dealer literally like a block from us,
yeah.
And it's interesting. Amazingly. You have to ride elevators up to look at cars.
I know.
Buying cars in cities is interesting. They have this little tiny showroom we can see from the street. But then they have these garages with these big floors. It's like parking structures with new cars in them. You wouldn't even know they're there. Huh. There's like eight floors of new cars. And you wouldn't even know there's a car dealer there.
Why are they making the fit in burnt orange? That is just a bad idea. Who's going to want that color?
I didn't think it was too bad.
You're not going to be able to resell it very easily.
Yeah, but it's not horrible.
It wasn't.
I didn't realize the Honda Fit was such a trendy item.
I didn't either.
Well, the Toyota Prius, I think it's what it's called. My mom bought one. I liked it quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the Toyota version. Toyota is nice, but I hear that their newer cars have good ratings. So, we went to look at Civics and Fits and Accords by Honda. Because Tracy's got to be able to drive it and park it, and we want to get something good mileage.
Yep.
And I was thinking about money, and John Piper suggested, what did he say about cars?
I think he said you can get a $5,000 used car.
Yeah.
But this was an older podcast, so it's hard to say how much that value has. I mean, obviously, you can get a $5,000 used car.
Yeah. Well, this
I'm not
is
sure
it.
What.
So we're trying to be responsible with our money. Like, I could totally buy a $5,000 car. Because if I broke down, I'd be fine. I'd be able to figure out. The worst case, I could hitchhike and be home. And really, no one's going to do too much to me. And I can always say,
oh, you're pretty darn cute.
Never mind. You know, but Tracy, if she breaks down, it's not going to be a good situation. So if we're going to get a car, I got to have one that's least reliable enough that it's not going to just break down all of a sudden unexpectedly. I mean, there's always a chance. So, you know, I figure for $10,000 you should be able to get a car. And I was hoping to get a Honda because maybe they'd last longer.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get a used Honda from a dealer for under $13,000.
Yeah.
From a dealer. You may be able to get a private seller.
That's a Honda without air conditioning, too.
Which is crazy.
That's crazy.
Anyways, so deals. I kind of like the Fit. It's kind of cool. But then again, it has a kind of the Econo feel to it a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, it does have the Econo feel.
The cord was pretty nice, and the whatever is pretty nice. We might go check out some more tomorrow if we have time. It's kind of like...
We'll see.
Yeah, well, we're not like seriously shopping. We're just looking at this point. That maybe... Because like Honda doesn't change for like 10 years. I mean, every, like, few years they change it a little bit, so I figure it doesn't make too much of a difference.
That's true.
And I just would like to have an idea of, like, if these dealers are legitimate.
Yeah, that's what I find interesting.
Yeah, so we went in there, we had this Russian guy named Vladimir.
Vladimir.
And,
hardcore Russian accent.
I couldn't understand half the things he said. I was just trying to guess what he was saying. And try not to say stupid
things. All I know, he gives it to you straight. He's not going to lie to you. Because he repeated that like 15 times, which is a little bit sketchy, like thinking, maybe you will lie to me.
Well, I asked him like basic questions, and he's like, we're in IT and whatever. He's like, oh, I think he realized that we could look this stuff up really easily. If we found him out to be a liar, we would probably go somewhere else.
Well, I mean, it's not rocket scientists. How are they going to, if they lie to you, it's like you're going to clearly see that they're lying to you.
Well, if I was a used car dealer, the first thing I would say is, I'm not lying to you.
Exactly.
And he made sure to let us know that over and
he
over.
He seemed fine, but it was a bit sketchy. I thought
his deals were fine.
Yeah.
But
Honda's, he was not going to give a very good deal, you could just tell.
Yeah, there was no hope of getting deals. Like, this is just the way it is. You buy it or you move on. Which is good. You know, I hate finagling for prices.
True.
Do you want to have to throw it on the ground, spit on it before they walk away, before they give you a price, like Nigeria?
I know.
Yeah, I know.
I do enjoy that, though.
Yeah, so it's been kind of fun, just trying looking at cars, just thinking ahead, because we don't have a car.
Nope, we are carless.
Yeah.
Free birds.
Free bird. So what's up?
Well, what else do we want to talk about? I think we moved through
anything
the car
interesting
segment.
Going on?
Well, you know? I made prime rib last night. I was happy to know that they had it. Finally had some decent food in the store.
Yeah.
For the holidays. So that turned out pretty well. I got a small slab of prime rib.
I didn't know you could just buy prime rib in the store.
I didn't either. But only during the holidays they bring it in.
So you wrapped it in silver foil and baked it?
No, I baked it standing on its rib cage for 20 minutes per pound, about to medium rare. And then once you finish baking it, roasting it, then you take it out and wrap it in foil so that its internal temperature will rise about 10 more degrees.
Oh, yeah.
By doing that. But the outer, you don't want to keep cooking the outer as much, so.
Right. It was good.
It was pretty good. I mean, for that size of prime rib to buy was pretty good, because you normally can't buy that small of a piece.
Yeah.
So.
So we're doing okay. It's Chicago. It's raining today, so we didn't go to the...
Yeah, our grandeur plans for the weekend are smushed, but that's all right.
Yeah, we're going to go see the lighting of the Ave.
Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse leads the procession of 100,000 tourists up North Avenue from the river.
Michigan Avenue.
Oh, right. Michigan Avenue from the river, and they light all the lights as Mickey Mouse prances around. We were going to go, but it rained. I'm so disappointed.
I can tell.
It might have been okay to do it once.
I've done it before, so I'm not really
like
that
Christmas
disappointed.
Lights.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Like, all the stores already have their Christmas stuff. Like, Christmas starts at Halloween. As soon as Halloween's done, it's Christmas. One of the things I do like is eggnog lattes. Do you like those?
They're okay. I'm not a fan,
the
really.
Caribou coffee ones are really good.
The taste
caribou
is sometimes when I go get the turkey sandwich.
That one's pretty good. The one at Starbucks isn't as good, I don't
think.
Yeah,
I don't like the Starbucks one. I know
it doesn't
that.
Taste like eggnog. It tastes like burnt mocha. Burnt
not
latte
good.
Or something. But like the one in Caribou, it actually has an like eggnog taste to it because they're so rich there.
Yeah.
Do you know that Caribou is owned by Islamic Bank?
You told me.
I just kind of like that.
That's good.
Yeah. So, Chicago.
Chicago.
It's getting colder out lately.
It is. We're approaching our...
It's almost winter time.
Winter.
I've been wearing my coat and freezing a little bit lately. The D-Day hasn't happened. So, this is at the point of our segue that we can do some shouts out to individual people who may be listening.
Okay.
So, first of all, I mentioned Dave of Auto Collective. Didn't you read something about global warming? Just to throw some controversy out there. Because he was telling me I really need to... appreciate the planet, be respectful.
I do appreciate. That's why I watched Privileged Planet and other.
That was a pretty good movie.
Intelligent design movies on
planet. Yep. We are pro intelligent design on this podcast. whether you love or hate it.
I love creation, please. Well, Greg Kokel, who I haven't mentioned on this podcast, he does Stand to Reason, very brilliant modern-day Calvinist philosopher.
Good guy. I'll
probably give him a bad name. But anyway, he always gets crazy callers in about apologetic issues, and he doesn't believe in global warming, per se. Basically, because he thinks Al Gore's a liar, which I can't disagree with.
He invented the internet.
He did invent the internet. And also, the biggest factor contributing to global warming would be the sun. And the sun isn't really changing too much lately, so I think we're okay.
Well, it has its natural cycles and things, you know.
So, it seems to be a very controversial and left-winged political issue that they're using to push their agenda. So I would tend to agree that I'm not sold on the idea that there is global warming. Or that it's really... There is global warming, obviously, but it's not something that we need to be concerned about.
Yeah. Well, you know, was it he that said that liberals complain all the time about conservatives brainwashing people, but it's always the liberal agenda to change the way things are.
That was Dennis Prager. But
by definition of being liberal, is the idea is to change it from what it is to something
they're
more
trying
liberal.
To put.
And conservatives
condoms,
all about keeping.
They're
it
giving
where it
birth
is.
Control to sixth graders in Maine and in other states. Talk about pushing your ideology onto people.
Yeah.
Planned Parenthood and others. I mean, that's just ridiculous. That just disgusts me personally. Yeah. That they're giving away birth control to sixth grade students.
Yeah.
How old are they? 12? 11? I'm just disgusted by that.
Yeah.
And global warming, too.
So
I'm not
global
as
warming,
disgusted
it's
about
like,
global warming, but
I don't think we have any control over the temperature of the planet. But if we're dumping nuclear waste in the middle of downtown Chicago, we have a little control over that.
True.
I mean, there's definitely a difference of, like, dumping horrible poisons in your drinking water, you know.
Yeah, we don't need the carbon witch coming
need to be
and telling
bathing,
us how to decarbonize ourselves.
You know, it's like Africa. I won't pick on Africa. We'll pick on Pakistan or somewhere where they drink out of the same water that they poop and bathe in because there's no other water source. And you know what? If you don't have running water, you'd probably do the same thing. Not that we're any better.
Great.
All right, what am I talking about?
I don't know.
Forgive me,
that
please.
Was a
don't
bad
hate me.
Rant. That was fighting words.
I love Pakistan. I'd love to go there someday.
Me too. We'll see if one of the five Muhammads from work can
give us. Oh, that was bad too. Muhammad is the most common first name on the planet.
I wouldn't doubt that. For my current situation in my life, I would know the most Muhammads probably out of any name I could think of.
Yeah. Oh, well. So who else do we give a shout-out to? Sorry, Dave. Hope you don't hate us, but at least you're listening. How about Ben?
This has been listening to us?
I don't know, maybe.
What do you want to do? You want to bash on NT Wright?
NT Wright. Oh, I don't know anything about NT Wright. Poor guy. See, what was I picking? I was picking on women in church and NT Wright and the TNIV and some other ones. I don't even know what I was talking about. I'm like, I just say things without thinking,
yeah,
and people
you do.
Probably get angry. Like, you notice I didn't say my position on those, right or wrong, just to
yeah.
note that.
Yeah, you didn't say it.
I just mentioned the topics that had come up. So, just for that sake, but, you know, I hope Ben enjoys that. And I don't have permission to list his blog, so I won't do that.
Too. Oh, you don't?
Well, after I pick on him. So, well, I just wanted to note a couple people. Who may be listening. Corey should be listening, but he's not.
Probably not.
So.
He's off with the dodo bird and blue-footed booby somewhere.
I like blue-footed boobies.
Yeah, they're not extinct yet, so he's really not, could be with them.
Yeah. So, we're just enjoying Chicago and hanging out. You reading anything lately? I know I am.
I know you are, too. I'm reading Lies Women Believe, which I believe I talked about already.
Nancy Dillon-Moss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost done.
We're about to read The Pleasures of God together.
That's true. I'm reading
John Piper.
Pleasures of God. I did start that the other day.
Oh, yeah. For like one page, and then I jumped on you.
pretty much.
She doesn't put an end to that. Oh, well. I'm reading a pretty good book by, you're rolling your eyes. But you totally planned that. I didn't even want to talk about your boring books.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I've just been reading about Jonathan Edwards. I'm reading a biography by George Marsden, I think. I read the first few chapters. It's really good. I don't think I've ever read a biography
before.
You got
it from the CP, the public library?
Yep. For free.
Sweet.
Saving money.
Yeah.
Big time. I wrote some blogs and things. What do you think about Theotokos? Theotokos?
You want to talk about your painting, too?
Sure, I worked on it today, and you hated it.
No, it looked
pretty
good.
You're actually really good today.
I was good today.
What do you think of my painting? Oh, it's staring at us. My painting's also joined us today.
Yeah, I noticed you changed your Facebook picture to that.
Oh, really?
It's a little bit strange, but okay.
Because I want someone to look at it.
You're self-attention starved.
No one will look. Well, as soon as I, like...
That was so funny. We moved our desk out into the living room so your painting's out in here, and now when people come
like
over for Bible
in the
study,
other room.
He, like, casually will still bring it up, even though it's clearly out in the middle of nowhere, and still no one will care.
Nobody cares. Not this or Bible study. It's like, everybody I show it to, they're just like, that's nice, and they roll their eyes. I don't know if they just don't
just
like this,
in
Mary,
a different society.
Or they just don't care about paintings.
People don't care about paintings anymore.
You know, I was reading this book by Francis Schaeffer called The God Who Was There.
Yep.
And he says that most people won't go into a museum or read a whole book in their life. A large percent of the population.
Well, Dennis Prager says that the large majority of people don't even know what the Holocaust is nowadays, so I wouldn't doubt it. And I wouldn't doubt it. Because we are the stupidest generation ever.
It's because of the TV. People just go sit on the couch. They don't move and they stare at the mindless BS. I don't even read the news anymore because it's all about Lindsay freaking Lohan. And
yeah, we're going to get on a rant here now. You start getting on that. Don't bring up the news.
Yeah. I don't know. So my painting's coming together. I'm almost done with it. I just wanted to plug that.
It's pretty good today, I have to say. You should check out your photo essay to see the whole...
How kind of you.
The whole
You're
progression.
So
I know.
Well, she definitely took 20 years off between this one and the last one.
Yeah. Pretty good, huh?
We're on Lambda, if
I need
wondering.
You to paint my face for me.
You want paint your face for you?
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
What do you mean?
About you have you paint my makeup for me, and I could do your eyelashes or something sometime. I don't know. Might be interesting.
Are you saying you want me to put makeup on you and you want to curl my eyelashes?
That might have been what I said.
Like, that's going to happen.
We'll see. You never know what happens when you're sleeping.
Oh, well. So, I guess that's probably about all for today.
Yeah, we're pretty low-key today.
It's been raining.
Yeah.
So, we're just kind of hanging out.
We're hanging out.
So, wrapping it up. Enjoyed having you over.
We enjoyed having
drinking
you in
some
our
eggnog.
Neighborhood.
Made me a little bit sick. Tracy's staring at
you.
Me. Oh, well.
You know I'm going to start rocking out once I hear this music.
You started dancing early when you heard this. More Mars Hill. Let's end this out. Send us out. Send us on.
Send us on our way.
Send you on your way.
One glad morning. When this life is over,
I'll sing air
guitar. This is really more of my marimba action.
Yeah, this is the acoustic one.
To a home on God's celestial shore, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have grown, I'll fly. chance has flown. Joy shall never end.